Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
There are many bridges in China, and this week we're going to talk about a Chinese bridge on Spectrum, but not the kind of Chinese bridge you've heard about before. This Chinese bridge is the Chinese Proficiency Preliminary Competitions. It's hosted by Hanban, the Office of Chinese Language Council International. This competition is hosted by Hanban, the Office of Chinese Language Council International, and it's organized locally by the New York Service Center for Chinese Study Fellows and MRBI Sino-Television. It's co-organized by the Confucius Institutes of Greater New York and the Chinese Language Teachers Association of Greater New York. Christine Wong, Project Coordinator of the New York Service Center for Chinese Study Fellows, explains the event for China America Hit Radio.
The event is the Chinese Bridge, the Chinese Proficiency Competition for Foreign College Students of the Greater New York. And it will be held in New York University and Ohio University. And there will be a final competition which will be held on April 17th. And it will be held at the Pace University. This event aims to provide a stage for the American college student to show their skills in Chinese language and their knowledge of Chinese culture and to arouse their passion in the cultural learning and the language learning. The speciality of this event is that this is the first independent, overseas-based Chinese competition for the American college student, which is held by Hanban. In previous years, this event is, held in New York, but finally it will be taken in China. But this time, this is the first one that is the independent competition, which is held in New York. There are more than 80 participants right now. And they will be divided into two different groups, which is a junior and senior groups, depending on their own language proficiency levels. The purpose of doing that is to encourage more beginning level students to get involved in this great event.
The New York competition will include contestants from seven different regional states.
Also, right now, there are totally 32 universities. 85 students decide to participate in this year's competition, and there will be 20 contestants enter the final competition.
One of last year's contestants was Alexander Sullivan, who commented on his participation.
The year I participated in Chinese Bridge Competition was 2008. On that occasion, my performance... 我忘了,就是我的演讲是关于对中国的地理的一些理解和感受. So my speech was about my understanding of and feelings about China's geography, physical landscape, and my performance was to recite a poem of which I've forgotten the name because it was a long time ago. I was fortunate enough to receive a scholarship from Hanban to study for a month and a half in Dalian at the Dongbei University of Finance and Economics. So I want to express my thanks to Hanban and to everyone involved in organizing the competition. Recently, I have not been speaking as much Chinese as I'd like, so I'm a little bit nervous to participate in this year's competition, but it should be fun regardless.
One of the first-time contestants for this year is from NYU. His name is Charlie, and we ask him how he first got interested in studying Chinese.
Honestly, it was... our school started up a Chinese program, and I really didn't like French, so school, I just switched. And then I really liked I liked Chinese a
what
lot.
What grade in school?
It was I started Chinese taking Chinese my sophomore year. It was the first year of program. Our school offered the program. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I liked it so much that my junior year, I decided to go abroad, and I actually went abroad with a program called the School Year Abroad, and we went to China, and we took class together, but we had two or three hours of intensive Chinese every day. We live with host families. We travel throughout lots of the rural areas in the countryside. It was really great. So,
what are your intentions for using your Chinese?
All I know is that I really enjoy it, and that I really need to get back to China at some point in the future. I miss the food, if nothing else. So I'm not really sure where I'm going to go with it. But I imagine there's so many uses out there for it today that I'm just you know, I'm not too worried at this point, especially as just a freshman in college. I mean, I had that whole year that I was there, and then we did a bunch of traveling during the year, actually. We did about 2 months, like 50 to 60 days of traveling, just around all sorts of areas of China.
What was your interest in the competition?
I'm really looking for just any kind of opportunity I can to get to, you know, use my Chinese. And, you know, like, the classroom is like, you know, you learn Chinese, but you don't really, I don't really feel that you get to kind of the, you know, kind of more range of use that you would, you know, if you're, you know, making a speech or, you know, maybe, you know, reciting poetry or singing a song or, you know, any of the kind of talent stuff. And I'm just, you know, and also it can help me get closer, you know, help me get back to China, really.
Have you figured out what you're going to do for the competition?
I'm going to do a speech where I'm, you know, going to talk about how, you know, I personally feel that the bike is kind of like a symbol of Chinese culture, and it kind of reflects lots of aspects of it. And then I'm going to recite some of Chairman Mao's poetry.
Okay, great. Charlie, thank you very much. Good luck.
All right. Terrific. Thank you.
Then we talked to another one of this year's contestants. Her name is Sarah, and she's from Queens College.
My dad mentioned to me once that that China was growing to become a business market and a very important state on the global map, and I agreed with him, and I'm studying political science, international relations, and I realized what better than to learn a language that's spoken by so many people, and maybe I can do something with it in terms of a career. And so,
when did you first start learning?
I started about 2 years ago.
Really?
So I was about a sophomore, yeah, and so now I'm a graduating senior, and yeah, it's been 2 years, but yeah, so it's been fun along the way.
Did you have any other language studies before that?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I grew up in a house that there were four languages spoken on a daily basis, and so besides
none
Chinese,
of them Chinese, obviously.
Yeah, no Chinese at all, not even close. Besides that, I speak Georgian, Hebrew, and Korean, actually. Oh. Yeah, and whatever Spanglish I could amass.
That's
during
hard to
high
not
school.
Do in New York.
Yeah,
right.
So,
what do you plan to do with the Chinese in the future?
I really, really want to do something with it in the field of international relations. I have a few ideas in terms of what I'm interested in doing, and I know that Chinese language and my knowledge of Chinese culture would definitely be a part of that.
What pushed you into getting into this competition?
Actually, my professor this semester, he just kind of handed it out and said, if you're interested, and I'm one of the few non-native Chinese speakers in my Chinese, it's a high-level translation course, and he was like, you might as well, and I said, I might as well, and so, and I just thought it was a really good chance to see what other people are doing.
Yeah, getting a lot of support from your fellow classmates?
I'm getting a lot of support from my Chinese friends, and they're helping me out, but I'm trying to take it slow, prepare, and then, you know, write up my topic speech, and then I'll get them to edit it for me.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, and
thank
good luck.
You.
And
thank
we'll see you,
you
at the competition. We'll
thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks again. Bye.
Thank you.
The final competition is going to be held at the Pace University Michael Schimmel Center for the Arts on Saturday, April 17th. The public is cordially invited to attend. It will be interesting. For information, visit the events section of our website. For China America Hit Radio and Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Spectrum is heard every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. and again at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@chinaamericahitradio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. and again at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.